The proposed change was part of a package of legislative updates the Pentagon asked for in this year's DoD authorization bill. While the House Armed Services Committee adopted many of DoD's suggestions when it passed the bill last week, it chose to leave this one out, although the Senate could make a different decision when it acts on its version of the legislation. Industry groups have urged Congress to reject the proposal. At issue is the category of products called commercial of a type. In theory, they're items that are very similar to products that are available in the commercial marketplace. And under current law, a contracting officer can decide to use a streamlined acquisition process for a sole-source procurement based on the notion that, since the product is commercial, the government's paying a fair price. But the Pentagon says the process has been abused and wants to eliminate commercial of a type altogether. Shay Assad is DOD's Director of Defense Pricing. He says it's the number one issue he hears about from his contracting officers in the field.
They're very frustrated that they're getting claims by, frankly, non-traditional commercial companies claiming to have commercial of a type services or commercial of a type products, and then not being able to substantiate with any kind of pricing information why the price we should pay is legitimate.
Several studies by the Government Accountability Office and others have found that DOD has a tendency to misclassify the items it wants to buy in order to use the simplified acquisition procedures, even when those items aren't sold in a commercial setting and haven't been subject to competitive price pressure. So DOD's proposal would narrow the definition of what a commercial item is. Only products that have actually been sold in the commercial world and only in similar quantities to what the government would buy would count. Assad says contracting officers have already been instructed not to use the commercial procedures when DOD is the only customer.
If we are the dominant player in the marketplace, in other words, if you're selling on a sole source basis an of a type commercial product or of a type commercial service, and we dominate your market, in other words, 50, 60, 70, 80% of your sales come from us, the Department of Defense, we're likely to question you on the basis of your pricing.
The Professional Services Council, one of the groups urging Congress to ignore the DOD proposal, says the change would undermine laws passed in the 90s that were designed to lower barriers for entry for doing business with the government. Alan Chapotkin is the group's vice president.
Prior to those 1994 and 1996 changes, many commercial companies simply refused to do business with the federal government because of the unique government administrative and other requirements, many of which bear little similarity to the generally accepted standards under which the commercial sector operates. In the first two decades after the enactment of that legislation, the federal government generally honored its stated preference for the use of commercial items and limited the imposition of government unique terms and conditions. Today, however, I fear we risk a return to the government imposing those standards and creating insurmountable barriers for competition.
Chavotkin says the DOD proposal would narrow the definition of commercial items so much that the government would lose access to key, rapidly changing technologies that are on the market today. For example, smartphones. DOD can't use most commercial mobile devices straight off the shelf because of its unique security requirements. The modifications necessary, Chavotkin says, makes them commercial of a type.
There's absolutely reason for the government to be concerned about abuse, and there's absolutely every reason for the government to focus on what it's acquiring. Where the concerns we have is that it conflates the definition of an item with how the government is to acquire that item, and finally how the government is to price the item to be assured that the price being offered is fair and reasonable. That's the critical decision that the contracting officer must make. And so in order to get at the pricing, we see them trying to change the definitions. We believe that there is other avenues available to focus on both the proper use of the definition, smart acquisition of the commercial item, and then tools to be able to price that appropriately.
DOD argues nothing about the changes it wants to make would keep companies from having their products classified as commercial, and Assad says it's not an effort to undercut the commercial marketplace.
If we're one of many customers that you have, and you can demonstrate, look, here are all the sales that I've gotten, this is what other folks have paid, and this is what you're paying, then we will pay what the marketplace pays. That's not the issue.
But Assad says if DOD is the dominant buyer for a product, it's going to want to see a company's data on both its costs and its pricing for the product it's selling.
And we're also not going to ask companies to take their commercial data and somehow transform it into a language that a contracting officer is traditionally used to seeing, right? That's not fair either. It's whatever your commercial, whatever your costing information is, that's what it is. And it's up to us to be able to determine and analyze that data on the basis of what it is as to whether or not we think we're paying a fair and a reasonable price.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.